May what is spoken here this morning and what is heard be spoken and heard in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us simplify the season of Advent. It's about two things: change and hope. Now, I'm actually tempted to stop right here and get the credit for the shortest sermon in a long time. But giving short sermons is difficult for those of us who preach. So just relax. Think with you a bit about these two characteristics of Advent. First, change. Now, we all know what it means to change the station on the TV, or to change the oil in our SUV. No problem here. We know, too, what it means to change our mind. I used to cheer for the Yankees, now I cheer for the Red Sox. Or, didn't used to believe in climate change, but now I do. But change in the Bible is different, much different. The Greek word that's used for change in the Bible is the word metanoia, and it means a different kind of change. By one translation, it means a change of heart. For instance, at first I found you interesting, but now I love you. Or, years ago, I never thought much about the plight of the poor, but now I'm deeply involved in trying to alleviate poverty in Norway. The Greek word metanoia gets translated in the English Bible by the word repentance. But repent is not the best translation of John the Baptist's words. The call to repent is less about remorse or regret, about feeling guilty or being afraid. It is more about movement, about getting a new direction in one's life and not relying on God for help. Now, repentance is the main idea in John the Baptist's prophecy, and it's also a favorite word that's used by Jesus. So repentance, or change of heart, when you think about it, is usually quite difficult, because it involves a change in orientation, different from the one that we cling to currently. I remember many years ago hearing the story of an emotionally conflicted person saying why he didn't want to go into therapy to make his life happier. My life is a bed of nails, he admitted, but I know every single nail, and I don't want to change for something I don't know. Metanoia, or call to repentance, is a call to that kind of change. It means movement away from a life that is familiar but often painful into a different way of life, which we may understand intellectually but have never really experienced. It is the kind of change, like falling in love, which involves intimacy and risk because it hopes for a shared future, which is yet unknown. Now, in the Bible, change of heart or repentance takes on meanings in addition to intimacy and risk. It means getting new bearings and turning to that freedom which expresses itself in love and justice in one's relationships with other human beings. Metanoia is clearly an act which we can initiate by ourselves. But it is an act made possible by God in his relationship with us and confirmed as a possibility for us by God's Son, Jesus Christ. Still with me? Well, now hope. Hope, it is clear, looks forward to a better future, something better than our present experience. Think of Judy Garland singing "Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Where Dreams Come True," or the World War II song, "There Will Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover Tomorrow, When the World Is Free." You and I struggle in our effort to hold together the past, which has helped define who we are, with the hopes for what we can become in the future. And this struggle happens daily amid conflicting demands. For example, we struggle to be responsible for ourselves and our relationships while often feeling impotent. We can relate to St. Paul when he says, "I know what is the right thing to do, and I still don't do it." And we can easily feel burdened by anxiety. Amid these tensions, we desperately need hope to allow us to feel that living is worthwhile. So hope, therefore, is a basic part of being human. And we could say that you and I live each day in the tension between anxiety and hope, between the pressures of living today and the dreams of living more joyfully tomorrow. Hope for a Christian means more. It means looking forward not only to tomorrow, but to the day after tomorrow. We Christians believe that God is continually at work in our world, ever creating that which is new and ever working to bring about the consummation of his divine love in the redemption of the world and all who live in it. Christian hope is based on this belief. Christian hope includes our hopes for tomorrow and our hope for a final redemption of all. And because of this orientation, we Christians have come to understand that this final fulfillment of God's word depends in part upon our cooperation with God. Or to put it differently, God counts, so to speak, upon our involvement and work in making future hope a reality. Still with me? Now it's my obligation to make clear in this, as in every sermon, what is the good news. And the good news hangs on the meaning of the word "and." So Advent is about change and hope. Simply put, Advent is about combining the call to make changes with the secure hope for a world healed by God's redeeming power. John the Baptist, the central figure in Advent, challenges his disciples to repent, metanoia, to change the way they are living, and to embrace the hope that another person is coming who will bring about a new future. John uses the ancient image of a road to build his argument. And we hear the familiar promises that God is at work smoothing, straightening, and flattening the road for all of us. If we feel we are on some pathway in our lives which seems to be leading nowhere, or worse still, to someplace dangerous, John calls us to metanoia, to have a change of heart, to leave our barely passable road and move on to a new highway that God is building. And on this new highway, we will see more clearly hope for personal fulfillment, for the establishment of mutually supportive relationships, and for a deep sense of peace and joy in a world healed by God's love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,